That's what happened to a lot of church folk. You say one thing, still them waiting and see what the other part, they gone because I got offended. They called me and said that. And you go out and you go through all kind of hell and trouble, which you wouldn't have to go through if you had a state and got the whole story. I don't know why people think, I don't know, there's somebody always out to get them, trying to hurt them. You all know somebody loved you. Not everybody, but somebody loved you. You looking at one person, I love you. I can't make you believe that, but I know that in my heart. I can't make you believe it. You can believe it for yourself, but I love you. You know why? Because I'm going to tell you the truth. Not trying to be cocky, not trying to be arrogant, not trying to pump myself up to be something. I'm just a servant to speak what is true. If I speak something not true, I'll be the first one to up and tell you that I miss it. Because I'm not looking for no pats on the back. You know, if you can do that, that's fine. But I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm out to obey. Because what I want you to be impressed with is right here. What's in here? I ain't trying to impress you by how I do my voice or what, none of those things. But let me go on because I don't want to vary here. Where I stop it? Stop that dog. So go to the next one. Call me a dog. But watch her answer. Watch her answer. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. That got Jesus then. He saw her faith then. Keep on going. He saw her faith. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. Go on, your daughter. Go on. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. Go on home and enjoy your child. I could tell you stories, after stories, after stories. I'll tell you this one. This is when Corey and I, my wife and I, first began to learn about these things. And our trailer just had burned, and I'm done because I'll tell you this one. And we were staying with her parents. And was that Jeffrey? I believe it was Jeffrey, just fretting, crying, real. I think it was Jeffrey. Jeffrey, it was Jeffrey, no Kenny. That's another story. He was crying. You know how, baby, you know he's just irritated. And we were just beginning to learn about these things. And you could tell it wasn't no just a hungry cry. It was something was bothering that kid. And I didn't know these things like I know now. But I said, let's just agree. We said, devil, take your hand off this baby. Let me just give you this. You know what happened? That boy went to sleep, slept all night long, never got to sleep. See, a lot of stuff we put up with. We don't have to. We just are fretting. But if you know the truth, you said you will let Satan know this child is under my care. God gave this child to me to raise this child up for him. You have no right, no place. Now you take your stuff and get out of here. I'll tell you another thing I learned, and that we're going to take communion. A lot of time we do a lot of praying for people who are sick, under attack. It's always to pray when you need to pray. But most time we just need to tell the devil what to do. If you look through the book of Acts, they didn't pray for people. They gave the command of faith. Peter said, get up and walk. He said, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. He said, Cornelia, Jesus had made you whole, and the man got up. He didn't pray for him. Aeneas, that's what I'm looking for. Aeneas, Jesus has made you whole. And I learned that. I don't go around praying, Lord, you come over here, yeah. And you need to see about go over yonder in the hospital and la. Don't do that. Somebody said, well, I got the virus. I said, virus, get out of here. Somebody said, I got this. I said, you get out of here in the name of Jesus. Why? Because I have authority. Most times I make it work from the first time, but maybe the second time it's going to be kind of difficult. Because you saw it work. You know it worked. It happened to you. You need to go get in this book and find out. So now I'm going to find out how to work this myself. Because I don't follow you around your house every time something happens to you. Say, Pastor, pray. Pastor, get a command. Pastor, get a command. No, I'm going to be somewhere. If I'm on vacation, they'll be calling me, talking about. Did you get it? Hallelujah. Because why? Whosoever. I said, it's for whosoever. And don't get upset and bag off because it seemed like you didn't get it to work the first time. You just stay with it. All I'm telling you, stay with it. Stay with it. Get somebody to agree with you. Get somebody to agree with you. But don't let, because it didn't manifest instantly, don't go start talking about it. It didn't work. Yeah, it did work. It's working. Hello, somebody. It's working. It's working. Hallelujah. So what if you have to take a Tylenol? So what if you have to take this? It's working. Keep building your faith. I get opportunity, I'm going to show you the difference between weak faith and strong faith. Hallelujah. 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 I've learned. I'm learning. I learned. You feed on that word. You make that word your own. Make that word become your own. Hallelujah. I am the healed. I walk in divine health. Don't suck up everything the doctor said. Thank God for them, welcome them. But when they go contrary to what the word said, you say, thank you, doctor. Don't be ugly. Thank you, sir. But I know what I'm going to do. Come on now. I know what I'm going to do. I'm putting this to work. Sometimes it's good to locate some stuff so you know what to target. Okay. Hallelujah.